And it is BBC Radio Lancashire that you're listening to. Now, if your business is shredding confidential documents, you've got to have a serious image, right? Well, not according to my next guest. He works for Lancashire Confidential Shredding. He's called Shane Siggins. And although he wears a suit to do its work, it's a bit different from the norm. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, tell me, what's different about your suit?
It's shredded, both the pants and also the jacket and the tie.
Do you know what I liked about it? Because I could only see you sort of just above your shoulders as you were looking through the glass when you came in. I thought you'd come in a kind of a normal suit, a non-shredded suit, but you're wearing it today.
Yes, I wear it most days.
So why did this come up? I mean, it kind of works with your shredding company, but where did the idea come from?
Well, I started calling on lots of accountants, solicitors, and general small companies, medium companies, large companies, councils. And I needed something different to everybody else that calls in to try and sell something.
Mm.
So I thought, well, if I can make them laugh as soon as I get into the company, that's the first thing that would, you know, break the ice, if you like.
It gets you noticed.
It gets you noticed.
So you walk in to, perhaps for the first time, to a posh set of offices in Preston, whatever, to a firm of solicitors or accountants. What does reception say to you? What do they say?
Before the suit, they would say, yes, who do you want to see? I'm sorry, we can't see you, we're too busy. After the suit, the first thing they do is, what's with the suit? Wow, yeah. Well, tell me the story. They want to know more. So they initiate the conversation normally before I have to. And it's a very easy walk-in to speak to somebody about their shredding.
It's like a brand you've come up with, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's at shreddedsuit.com, and we put the idea there, really, so people could take a look at it. But you could use a similar sort of thing in any type of role. You know, it's not unusual, and it's not the first time people have used some sort of alternative brand to help promote a normal brand.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So this has helped your business, because how long have you been with the company?
3 months.
Right, so you came in. Was it your idea? Did it happen through you?
It was my idea. I went for the interview stage, and then I started getting creative on thinking, what can I do to make this business be different?
Yeah.
How can I separate us from everybody else that's doing some shredding out there? Luckily, there's not many shredding companies in Lancashire, so it was a little bit easier. But I thought, I want to be different still, and I want to get noticed. And when I do a follow-up call, I came to see the other day, I was the person wearing the shredded suit. They always remember who I was that called.
But you've already, I mean, I'm called Sean McGinty, so when I used to kind of do your sort of stuff a few years ago, and I'd walk in, I'd say, Sean McGinty, they'd go, all right, McGinty, I remember that. You're called Shane Siggins. That's
yes.
That's an unusual name in itself.
I think there's only one in the UK, yeah.
Wow. So in terms of turnover for the business, this suit, and you arriving there, good news.
Yeah, quadruple the number of customers, and
wow.
Our retention rates are fantastic. I think people, first of all, they're willing to listen to you. Secondly, we've got very, very low overheads of the company, and we pass it on to the customer, so we have a really, really good pricing structure, and the people I work with are really nice, and it's great if you can go in somewhere knowing that not only do you offer a fantastic service, but you follow through afterwards.
Mm.
And the gentleman who runs the company, Jeff, he's very, very high integrity, and I like that. So when you go and speak to somebody, look them in the eye, you know you've got something to talk about.
I'm just trying to work out the meeting when you go and see Jeff and you're a new employee and you go, Jeff, I'm knocking on doors, and to be honest with you, I'm struggling to get past that reception, and I'm struggling to get into those meetings and those interviews, those sales calls that you need. I thought I'd just shred my suit and then go back. How'd you fancy that idea? What did he say?
He says, as long as you don't make the other stuff wear the same suit.
It's just you. You're the only one that's allowed.
I'm the only one. Having said that, I think if we take on more salespeople, when we take on more salespeople, I think one of the requirements will be to wear the suit as well, because it's kind of like a brand. It's a prop that we use for the business. That said, no, I did rib some of the other staff and say, we've all got to wear suits like this. And one of the gentlemen says, I think shredding the paper, I won't be able to do it for health and safety reasons. And the office manager said, hey, you are kidding. I said, yeah, I am.
So your business, shredding confidential documents then,
yeah.
You do that all across Lancashire. Where's your offices? Where do you work out of?
And Blackburn.
Right, so you're here in Blackburn, and you sell your service all over the northwest, Lancashire?
From Manchester up to Cumbria, down to, I suppose, as far as Liverpool. So it's the northwest we cover.
Right, what sort of level of business do you do, of a year or of a month, however you work it, in terms of a company?
Well, it's growing nice and steady. I've quadrupled the business since I've been there, but steady, bit by bit, we're just adding more and more customers, from councils to people who are just got divorced, want to get rid of a load of paperwork, individuals. And so we've created multiple ways in which they can trade with us. Either we go and collect for them, we can send an on-site shredder, or they can come and drop it off. And we offer some free drop-offs for people as well if they want to drop off their shredding with us, providing it's sorted.
Serious business, this shredding, isn't it, as well?
It's serious from a point of view, as if you don't do it, the risks are quite high, yeah. Mm. You need to protect your identity. And most businesses don't realise, even if they get a CV in, they can't just throw that in the paper waste. They have to. They should shred it or destroy it properly.
Well, we've had MPs chucking stuff in waste bins in parks in London, haven't we? And that doesn't work out very well for anybody, does it?
No, and they should be recycling that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that's what you also do, is it? You take the paper and you recycle it. Yeah, so it's, business is good now.
Yeah, business is getting better every single day. We've got a nice market, nice county to work in, and it's a good team. So I'm excited.
Well, Shane Siggins with the Shredded Suit. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Sean.